Welcome to Coffee and Bottles.
Yeah, and then going forward, maybe we can switch to every 2 weeks.
Yeah, that works.
Because then otherwise, I feel like I'm rushing it a bit. And then sometimes I'm such a perfectionist too. So I'm like, oh. But anyway, okay. Every 2 weeks. Sounds good.
Thank you for doing this.
No, thank you for like just all of it.
Like,
just,
for nothing.
the content, like the conversations we have. Thank you for those. Because otherwise I'd be like, so I went to my Walmart the other day. Like, it would just be like, what the heck? This woman does not talk about parenthood.
I think we're doing well. Welcome to Coffee and Bottles. My name is Mathusha, and I'm a full-time working mom who struggled with fertility, but now have a 2-year-old son.
And I'm Adriana, a stay-at-home mom with 3 little kids under 6 years old. And in my past life, I was an early childhood educator.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to rate and subscribe to Coffee and Bottles Podcast, available everywhere where podcasts are available. Also, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Coffee and Bottles Podcast.
How was your trip? How was everything? How are you guys doing? How's it looking? Sorry, so many questions.
The trip was very good. 7 days of, 7 days of just pure family time. Nice. I learned so much about how to travel with a toddler.
Mm.
So I'm at some point I will share all of that.
Great. Yeah, I think that'd be a really, really helpful one.
It was honestly, it was loads of fun. St. Martin is really known for their beaches, and you know, being pregnant, there's a lot that I couldn't do. Like Sunwing told me that pregnant women are not allowed on their boats, so I wasn't, which makes sense, right? And I was like, just like when we were going, I was first week of my second trimester, right? So really I should be careful still. So she's like, we have a policy, no pregnant women at all on our boats. I'm like, okay, so no boating, because the big thing is you go on a boat, you visit all the little islands that are around St. Martin. So we didn't do that. However, we went all around the island. St. Martin is half Dutch and half French.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because we were on the Dutch side. The Netherlands, they govern that area along with the local St. Martin government. And then on the French side, France actually governs that area. So it's quite interesting. You don't need a passport to go on either side. You can just drive on through, and there's a sign that says, you know, welcome to the French side, or bienvenue en France, or whatever it is. It was a lot of fun just kind of seeing everything and how different both sides are. Like the French side looks like it's the French side. There's like villas on hills. The architecture is like that. The food is Creole food. So it's a mix of French and Caribbean and all of that. So that was nice. Yeah. So we stayed at a resort on the Dutch side, and then the airport was 2 minutes away. And St. Martin is known for their shorter runways. So we got to see the planes land right over
that
the beach.
That is so cool.
Yeah. So I have a couple of videos of that. A plane is like right above our heads. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. I think Logan had the most fun. There's a routine every day that we had.
Oh, nice.
He's obsessed with airplanes, right? So every time a plane went by, he'd be like, mommy, airplane. And I'm like, yes, another one. we would get up in the morning. We would go down to the beach. He did not like the beach at first because the first time he entered into the water, a wave knocked him down, and that did not go so well.
No.
Yeah, it was we should have tested it first before bringing him in. But yeah, it knocked him down. And then we're like, okay, well, you know, play in the sand. And he loves playing in the sand. Like, oh, absolutely loves it.
Yeah.
So he enjoyed that. And eventually by the end of the trip, he was comfortable with the beach, like as long as we were holding on to him. Mm-hmm. And the pool, he loves. He loves the pool.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So we would go to the beach, then we'd go to the pool, then get to go back, you know, change and shower and everything, and then go to lunch. And then after lunch, he would have his nap. And then after nap, we would go and explore. And then after we explored, we would have dinner. And then, you know, we would walk around a little bit more. And then he would go to sleep. So it was quite, like, routine.
Yeah.
And quite boring. Yeah. But we enjoyed every minute of
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. It's of course. Nice. Beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. Beautiful atmosphere. Yes. Of course.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. And I loved every minute of it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So that was our trip. You know, when you take 2 weeks off of work and then it's like this whole week, it's like I haven't really worked properly. And I wonder what, like, and it's stupid because I shouldn't be thinking this. And my work is amazing and, you know, they're supportive, but you just feel so bad.
Guilty. Yes, of course. Yeah. Always. Well, that's like, I was just talking to one of my friends that I meet at the park, and she was kind of talking about the guilt as well. Like, it's like society puts this idea in your head where it's like, oh, you're at home. Like, for me, right? Stay-at-home mom. I feel guilty for not going to work and, like, helping to bring in some income. Right? But then some people will be on the other side where they're like, no, I feel guilty for being at work and not being with my kid. Right? Yeah. So it's like, it's a double-edged sword. Like, I think, and us as women especially, we're always going to have this, like, kind of internal dialogue where it's like, am I doing enough? Am I ever going to be good enough? Am I, you know, could I be doing more? Or... It and, never ends, I feel.
No, and that's the thing. It's like, no matter what you do, like, I know this, like, logically, I know this, no matter what you do, people will talk. No matter what you do, people will have an opinion. And it's just, like, moving past it, because opinions are just their form of entertainment, right? Like, it's just them talking about whatever, because they have the time. And that's okay, right? Because everyone
and
does
a lot
it.
Of it. Is internalized too, where they're kind of projecting against their own fears and their See, this is why I love talking to you, right? Because we're always like, oh yeah, that's exactly what's happening here.
It. It's like they're internalizing it, they're projecting their insecurities, and you're just like, I know what's wrong with you, and I feel bad for you, and I'm sorry.
Right? And then, but it's funny because it's like you're this like. Confident person who then becomes insecure because you're like, wait, why are they saying these? I don't get it. I know. I miss talking to you so much.
Me too. And it's been way too long.
Seriously. Yeah.
But that's exactly it. That's exactly it.
It is. Like, I'm not gonna super get into it, but while we weren't recording, there were some days where I was just kind of on Facebook and like scrolling comments, and I'm like really, really getting into this like fight that's happening between two people. So, like, oh my God, like, what are they gonna say? And then like, I gotta stop this. Like, why am I so invested in this conversation? I don't even feel this way.
Oh man, you have to, like, okay, fill me in after that is.
I was like, I need to talk to Mathusha again. This is not healthy.
And I do the exact same thing. It's like you start looking through things and you're like, oh my God, I'm so angry right now. I'm like, why am I angry?
Why am
I
so upset
right now? This is unnecessary stress.
Yeah. And like, It was like about parenting, of course, yes. And I was reading it, and then I wanted to comment, and I'm like, what am I doing? I don't get what I'm doing right now.
It's like I resist the urge to comment on so many things, and then I remind myself other people can see this.
Yes.
Other people, possibly people you know, will be able to see this, and they're going to think people you've gone you cuckoo banana. People you want to talk about it, I know.
But that's why I love our account, because we can voice our opinions there, and like almost nobody sees it, so it's perfect.
It's so bad.
Just joking. We have been helping people.
That's amazing.
So that's fun. Yeah.
I can't wait to hear. And that's the thing. It's like, it's to help other parents and, you know, help people and really just, it's fulfilling, right?
Yes, it really is.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many things we talk about. Like, again, we use humor to like deal with a lot of things that happen in our lives.
Yeah.
And a lot of people can relate to that, I think.
Yes. And it's like, it's nice to make it light and not, you know, we have our heavy moments, of course. And
of course.
We're only humans, right?
Yeah.
And I think it makes things interesting when you actually have real emotion as opposed to just, you know. But yeah, we make light of things. And I think that's the beauty of our podcast.
I wholeheartedly agree.
No. But what were we talking about?
I know. Sorry. So many questions. So many thoughts.
We'll be right back.
Like, how's being pregnant? If we can talk about that, if you're okay with that.
Yes, I am. I'm telling the world now. So things are good.
Yeah, I saw your message.
I am 14 weeks, 15, almost 15 weeks.
Ooh, are you gonna find out the gender soon? Is that already?
I already know because we did genetic testing.
Oh, okay.
But Shan doesn't know yet.
Okay.
So I'm gonna do something for him for Father's Day. Just give him a little bit of a gender reveal.
Sorry, I'm getting really loud over here.
Which is, it's great.
And
the reason I'm going to do that is because with Logan, he found out because the lady at the ultrasound would not give us an envelope with the gender on it for some reason. She's like, I won't do that. I'm like, ugh. I'm like party pooper. So, so we found out right before we went to the Bahamas and Shan found out. I didn't know. Oh. I kept bothering him and then we found out it was a boy.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So now I know, and now I'm going to, you know, try to figure out something to do by Sunday.
Right. Okay.
And Shan's been walking around. He's like, it's a girl, isn't it? He's like, we're going to be poor. I'm like, it's shut up. Because, you know, because you're married to a Sri Lankan Tamil, you know, it's like gold and.
Right.
You know, different outfits and just expensive with girls. Right. So a little bit more expensive. So he was like, we're gonna be poor. I'm like, we're not gonna be poor, we're gonna be fine. If it's a girl.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Okay. He's like, if it's a boy, he could just wear everything that Logan has. I'm like, I'm buying some new clothes. Like, come on.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay, so you know, he doesn't know, and the whole world doesn't know, and I like we possibly will know in a few weeks or so.
Yes.
I have my thoughts. I think it's a boy.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You said a boy. Another one of my friends that I told today, she's like, I think it's a boy. Aaliyah said it was a girl.
Okay.
She's like, I think it's a girl. Yeah, so far, My mom's like, which one do you want? She's not telling me what she wants. So she's like, which one do you want?
Yeah.
I'm like, I just want a healthy baby.
Yeah.
And like, in all seriousness, I do want a boy more.
Yeah? Oh.
I do. And the reason is because I feel like I know what to do with the boy now.
Yes. Yeah.
And, yeah. Right?
I feel you. Yes. That's why I was scared out of my mind.
Yeah.
Because I was like, imagine. Oh, yeah, one girl, I got this. Two girls, oh, no worries. And boy,
what?
Are you kidding me?
And that's how I feel. I'm like, if it's a boy, then I know what I'm doing. Yeah. So that's the hope.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for
thank
you right
you.
Now.
Thank you so much. I'm like, I cry.
Well, you're the hormonal one.
I know. Like, oh my God, Adriana, I've been crying over nothing. I talked to the doctor on the phone, the second doctor, and I'm like, I started crying. And I was hormonal, but also overwhelmed.
Okay. Yeah.
And I started crying on the phone, and I'm like, I'm like, I don't know. He's like vomiting every time we give him the antibiotics. And I don't know what to do. And she's just like, okay, lady, like, like, figure it.
Okay?
Yeah, it's like, figure your shit out. And I'm like, sniffling. I'm like,
I know. I know. Well, you're not too bad. I was crying because I had to go to an appointment and I really didn't want to drive there, so like yours is actually like there is merit behind it, like there is a real reason for you wanting to cry, whereas I'm like, I don't want to drive. But this time around I cried a lot.
You did.
I mean, I was also going through, like, you know, personal stuff and whatever, but it just, like, it's like, you know, on Friends, it, like Chandler, it just, once it opened, that was it. It wasn't closing. Yeah. I cried for everything.
Yeah. And I think, like, a few hours ago, so Sean went to the cottage and Logan's not feeling well, and I said it was fine, but then as he was leaving, I'm like, I'm going to have to give him the medication by myself. And I took my breath. And he's like, you don't want me. I'm okay. Like, do you want me to go? Like, what do I do?
Right.
He's like, why are you doing this last minute? Right now? I'm like, it's fine. You can go.
How was... Okay, so you were pregnant in a hot climate with, like, all-inclusive stuff and whatever, but like, how was it? Because I can imagine, I don't know, were you like always by the buffet bar? Like, because that's where I am normally, so just wondering.
So I'm not, because I'm not far into my pregnancy, I wasn't as hot. I was warm.
That's good.
Yeah, and we spent a lot of time inside, because if you think about it, you know, his nap time is 2 hours and I was inside with him. We didn't leave him. Shan would go and grab food or whatever, like if we wanted some, like a snack. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we were there. Like we didn't go anywhere. And then we were in bed by like 9 p.m. the latest.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So again,
perfect. Yeah.
So, you know, I get, you know, all the pregnancy symptoms of being tired and want to sleep and all of that. I got my nap. I got my midday nap. It was much better than working, because if I work, I don't get a midday nap.
Right. Yeah.
But,
there's your wake up.
What are you doing? it was not bad, and I was thirsty, but I also brought my like my little water jug and filled it up, so I drank that a little bit, and we had tons of water in our room. Like they were really like this resort that we stayed at, they were very good at refilling the waters.
That's good.
Yeah, like they gave us like 4 bottles a day.
Oh,
which is
wow.
crazy.
Yeah. That's so good.
And then on top of that, you're at the resort. So you're walking around and you can go to the bar and get some water or, And and my orders were always like, can I get a virgin mojito? Can I get a virgin strawberry daiquiri? Can I get a virgin? And then they'll look at me. And because I'm not like, I just look like I'm chubby, right? Like I'm just, I don't have the perfect belly at this point. Like that big protruding belly. So people are just like, virgin, right? And then they're giving me that look. I'm like, I'm pregnant. like you're here and you're drinking like virgin drinks. Like,
what are you doing? Right.
It's like, no, I'm pregnant. I don't drink, right? And it was fine. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I feel like I get that look anywhere I go because I don't drink.
Oh, yes.
So it's like, it's really funny because people will, like, actually, I just experienced that this weekend, but I'll get into that a little more deeply in another episode probably. But it's just like, it's funny because people will look at me like the very first time we went to Cuba.
Yeah.
The bartender was actually like, virgin? I was like, no alcohol.
Yeah.
And they're like, no alcohol? Like, it was like the most shocking thing he'd ever heard because like, and obviously we went like, I think it was like, during spring break or something like ridiculous you know, obviously everybody's gonna be drinking.
Yeah.
And I was the only one that was like, nope, I'm good with my virgin pina colada. And yeah, it was so funny because he was like shell shocked, like really just like, what? But then he kept following my husband around, like, hey, what? Coco Loco guy, Coco Loco. You want more? Does she want anything? No, no.
That's joking. So nice. I love Cuba, but I was also going to. What was I going to say? I remembered, and then it went away.
I'm sorry, me. And
it's not your fault. No, it's me and my pregnancy brain. It's just like it's so bad. It's so bad. And God forbid I don't write something down. Oh my God.
Oh, I know.
And So what was I? So there's like these old wives' tales that you shouldn't have pineapple or papaya.
Yes, I've heard those.
While pregnant. So I couldn't have a pina colada, and that was my plan. So I ordered pina colada. I'm about to bring it up to my mouth. And my dad's like, what's in that? I'm like, coconut. And he's like, pineapple. And I'm like, oh, pina colada.
Right.
Oh my God, damn it. I'm like, now I need to find another drink.
Did you eventually find something? Because I find the worst thing was when they were like, again, not pregnant, just doesn't drink.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, can I get like a cocktail, like any kind of cocktail with no alcohol? And they're like, fruit juice? Yes, I'm like, sure. Let me try that. Let's see how it is.
And I think that's the part that was very, like, honestly, it made me anxious because I'm like, I want to be here and I want to enjoy myself and I want to find a drink I can have that's not just, like, orange juice.
Yes.
Or fruit punch. Like, I don't want that.
Yeah,
so I got a virgin mojito.
Okay.
So it's, like, sugar at the bottom, lime juice, and soda water, right? And then the mint.
Yeah.
So that was good. Yeah. It wasn't bad. And it's refreshing and it's not too sweet. So that was my other concern. I'm like, I don't want to be pumping sugar into my body right now.
Right.
I need something a little bit less tame. So I would say, you know, like less sugar, blah, 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 blah. And that worked well. But then I have acid reflux and mint really aggravates it.
Oh, so, no.
So I couldn't have many of those.
Oh, man.
I know. And it was interchangeably mojito and then strawberry daiquiri.
Yes, so I love the strawberry daiquiri.
Yeah. So and it's just frozen strawberry puree, right? Great.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. I love that. Well, it's like, oh, you know what? Post idea. We should totally have like a list of mocktails that pregnant women can drink.
That's such a good idea.
Right? I think I could like repost somebody's, I can't remember, I'll have to find it. But yeah, it was really good because, like, again, non-drinker here, and every single time everyone's like, oh, why don't you get a blah blah blah, and like, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. So Shirley Temple. So, yeah. Like, I was at a restaurant. Oh, yeah, everyone yes. knows. I think Shirley Temple's like, you know, the virgin drink, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I ordered one of those. I'm just like trying to think.
I know. I think they used to, did they used to have those at Kelsey's or something? Because I remember I was like young and I was having Shirley Temple's.
Yeah.
And like, Shirley, oh, these are amazing.
Yeah. And Shirley Temple used to be an old child actress.
Yes.
In Hollywood. Yeah. And that's how it came about, right? Yeah. So, and it's funny.
Curly, curly hair.
Yes. And I was ordering a Shirley Temple. And my dad's like, Shirley Temple, the actress? And then I'm like, yes, the actress. And then he goes on a tangent. And he's like, I watched this movie once in a while, this long, long time ago in the village. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
And then you hear the whole story.
Yeah, it was me and your uncle. And we walked in the night and let it have flashlights. Anyways,
that's funny.
Yeah, so that's Shirley Temple, pina colada, strawberry daiquiri, mojito. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really.
Pretty good.
Yeah, my parents, they got lemonade.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they got pina colada.
And then it's tough too, because it's not like you can have too much like iced tea or any of the other things because of all the caffeine.
Yes.
Because like you're not just going to stop at one. Like, no. You're there anyway. So I know.
Yeah. No iced tea. A Coke. I'm not going to lie. I had a couple of Cokes. Not like a whole thing, but like, you know, at dinner, I was like, I need a Coke.
You're so on vacation, man. Yeah, give yourself a break.
It was a Diet Coke, if that helps. So at least the sugar wasn't, you know, it was aspartame. I don't know if they still use that in there. But
oh, right.
Yeah, sweetener instead.
Yeah. But the other thing, too, same with, like, with our kids and whatever, you're on vacation, you're swimming, like, you're moving around. It's not like you're just, like, you know.
Yeah.
At home at your desk or something like that. So live a little. It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like, you know, not like
within reason.
Too much. Yeah. But anyway, I don't know where I'm going with this.
No, I get it. It's like when you're working and you're moving and you're in the hot sun, it just kind of melts off, which is great.
Yeah. Yeah. It really does. And like swimming. My goodness, that's a workout. Actually, it is. So it's funny. I'm going to go off on a tangent and you can reel me back in after. No. But Nish and I have actually, like during his work breaks, like around lunchtime, we've actually been going and like shooting some hoops, like playing basketball
awesome.
In our area because we have like a half quarter. Court. It's like this tiny thing that's part of our neighborhood park. Oh. So we'll go and we'll do like 5 or 10 minutes and we're exhausted by the end of it. But it's like, wow, this actually works out a lot of muscle.
That's awesome. I'm glad you guys are doing that. And you know what? Yes, you're getting a workout. Yes, it's exercise, but it's also you two connecting.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And also another side note, we watched this movie Hustle because we heard it was about basketball and I highly recommend it if you like sports movies. I thought it was so good.
I think Shan will love it. Where is it, on Disney Plus or?
It is on
That's
Netflix. Where
I can find it. Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I think it's on Netflix.
That's what we have.
Yeah.
Okay,
perfect. So. It's Adam Sandler, and he's like kind of playing a serious role, and Queen Latifah.
Cool.
I really suggest you watch it because, like, have you ever seen Jerry Maguire?
Yes, but I don't remember it. I feel like
okay.
I know, like,
because it kind of
scenes.
Right. Yeah. Show me the money.
Yeah, and it was like, I didn't sit down and watch it. It was like it was on TBS, and I caught like a little bit of it. Like,
oh,
I feel like
okay,
it's one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Because for me, like that was one of our favorite movies growing up. I don't know why, but Like, it gave me those vibes where I was like, oh my gosh, that's a good sports movie. Yeah, ooh, let's go.
Okay, we'll definitely watch that. Yeah. I think he'll enjoy
the vacation.
I swam from one side of the pool. So I know how to swim.
Right.
And, yes, and like, Shan stayed with Logan and I went over and I was swimming and I was treading mm-hmm. water. And I was out of breath. And I know I'm mm-hmm. pregnant. Mm-hmm. But holy mm-hmm. crap, was I out of breath. Like, I'm like, yeah, am I going to make it back? Like, I don't know.
No. No.
So I swam back and I'm like, wow, like, I can't breathe. Like, it was mm-hmm. so hard. Mm-hmm. And just thinking back of, like, you know, doing, like, going from one end to the other end of the pool, like, wasn't a big deal back then.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but man, treading water is a lot harder than people think. Like, I don't think anyone gives it enough credit. Like, it is hard stuff.
Yeah, it is. And there was people at, like, there were people in the pool treading mm-hmm. water mm-hmm. and just hanging out and talking to their friends. I'm like, these are older,
wow, older people. Yeah.
And I'm yeah. like, I can't breathe right now. Like, I need yeah. to leave right now.
Yeah. 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 I know. I know.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, man. I'm going to blame pregnancy for it, though.
No, totally. When I was pregnant, I went to the local pool, I think, once for mm-hmm. the first pregnancy. And I loved it because I went, like, during the summer, during the day, like, early in the morning or something, or middle of the day. So, of course, I was with a bunch of older folk. And they were all, like, they had their little exercise weights and they were doing aerobics and whatever.
Yeah.
And I was, like, this 20, 30? I don't know how old. But something year old, like, really young compared to them. And they were probably like, what are you doing here? But, yeah, I was super out of breath and I was just walking. So, like, I big kudos to you for treading water while pregnant. Oh, because God, I was seriously just walking.
Shortness of breath. Yeah. Lots of symptoms.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah, how was the plane ride?
It was actually very good. I bought a whole bunch of stuff. I bought books and markers and like a coloring book. I brought snacks onto the plane. And we bought a booster seat as opposed to bringing the car seat on the plane. So we just bought, like, I think Shan said it was like $20. We put the booster seat in the thing so he could see outside, which I highly recommend. If you don't want to bring the whole car seat with you, that was...
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it was the smartest thing we've done. Because it was just high enough for him to look out the window.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we brought all of those things. But Logan loves planes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's good.
And we were counting down until we left. So I'd be like, yeah, I have like 2 more days until we go on the airplane. Are you excited? And, you know, he doesn't really know until we hit tomorrow. You know, you're going to wake up. I'm going to wake you up and we're going to go on an airplane. Like, it was, I think that's when he actually felt it and got excited. So when we were going to the airport, he was kind of awake and not, because it was like 6 in the morning, right
yeah.
So he was kind of awake but not really, and then we got there, we went through security, which was only 15 minutes, considering Pearson.
Yeah
And we came, like, our flight was leaving at 10, so we were 4 hours early because we thought it was gonna be a nightmare.
Yeah,
but it only took like 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was looking outside, so he was excited to get on the plane. And once he got in, we were, like, you know, talking, and he was excited. He was looking outside, and my parents were sitting behind us, so he would, like, look through the cracks and, like, giggle and all that stuff.
Oh, that's so good. I was thinking of you the whole time. I'm like, oh, my God, I hope it's a good flight. I hope it's a good flight. Yeah.
And he, when we started heading to the runway for takeoff, he fell asleep.
That sounds just like Anna's story too. Yeah. Because like she was so excited and then like just out, completely out. And we're like, no, you're missing the best part.
This is takeoff. This is the part. But part of me is like, maybe he would have freaked out. So I'm like, okay, I guess that's good, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's true. They say like, because that's the part where the ears pop, right?
Yes, yeah.
So they're like, my mom taught me, like, massage their ears. Like,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. I should have. Tidbits.
That's okay. We're putting it on record, so we'll know for next time.
Yes, yes, it's true. Yeah, so she was like, yeah, just, like, if when they're old enough, they can chew gum. But otherwise, like, just massage their ears so that it kind of, like, pops once we go up. And everything. So I'm like, oh, okay. So we're like massaging like crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he didn't get affected by it. He didn't complain about it.
Good.
But he slept, and then he woke up like not too long after, like maybe an hour. Mm-hmm. And then when we got closer and we were about to land, mm-hmm. that's when he got a little bit finicky.
Mm-hmm.
So. Mm-hmm. We have this Amazon tablet where it has like different TV shows and stuff. But then if you don't have Wi-Fi, it doesn't work, mm-hmm. which we figured out the hard way because we're like, oh, maybe there's like a couple of things. And they had a couple of games and stuff. But to get into the games, you still had to have Wi-Fi. So that kind of sucked. But he did play around with that a little bit.
Right.
And then,
I'm sorry, I forgot to mention another thing. See, now I'm so horrible. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
No, like, so with Disney Plus, with Netflix, and like with YouTube, even you can download these things prior to. I know, I'm sure you know now.
And we didn't think of that because we're like, we have this Amazon tablet thing, and I thought, you know, I'm not gonna stick a screen in his face, like I'm gonna think, but once you're sitting in your seat, the seatbelt lights go on, like to open up the overhead bin and take out your stuff and like rummage through your bag and try to find things for him, it's difficult, and there's only so much room you have to keep all these things with you, right?
So
we just sorted to like giving him the tablet, and it was fine. He was occupied, and then he got to see the ocean afterwards. Once he got bored, he saw the ocean. It was close to departure, like not to departure. Yeah, departure, like to land. Right. We were looking at the ocean. And I'm like, what do you see? And he's like, I'm like, do you see a shark? He's like, yeah, I see a shark. I see a whale. I see a turtle. I see this. I see that. I'm like, wow, you see a lot of things.
Where? I don't see it.
But he was describing things, and I'm like, are we gonna play on the beach? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, you know, you have your sand toys, and we're just having a conversation.
Yeah.
And then he as soon as he saw, I'm like, oh, the plane's gonna land. It's gonna hit the ground. He was like quiet, and he just looked out the window the whole time.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And then when we were coming back, same thing. It wasn't.
They're exhausted too, right? Because of the whole, like, all of it and travel. Yeah. Like, people, they're not kidding when they're like, oh, I need a vacation from my vacation.
Yeah.
Because just the whole ordeal, all the, like, moving around, the shuffling, the packing, taking care of the kiddos, and you're just like, I'm tired. I'm tired. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
What did I learn from this vacation is you should do a little bit more research on the type of food that they have, because half of Logan's luggage was food.
Right. Yeah.
Just like cereal and snacks and like random things. Like we bought napkins. Like why? Why did we bring napkins? Like we just brought the most random things. And they were not needed. We didn't touch any of it. Like we had like a box, orange juice boxes, and that's the only thing that he drank, and that was it. Everything else it was there on the resort. And I think if you were going to an island where you knew what the food situation was, like it wasn't as flavorful, or you might not have a lot of options, that it makes sense, right? To bring that much food. But with where we went, it wasn't needed. So like that's something I learned. I learned that you should bring your stroller to the gate and make sure that you get the tags done correctly at the checkout. So you can take it to the gate and then they can put it away.
It's too bad they didn't do it correctly.
I know, but it was actually, you know what, the stroller they did correctly, but then one of the luggages they did not do correctly. They left the strollers on. Like the strollers came, came with us, thank goodness. But the luggage is the one that they screwed up. Booster seats are perfect depending on the height of your child. My child is 90 centimeters and he's almost 3. He worked perfectly. Bring lightweight the activities for him to do. I brought like board books. I don't know what I was thinking. Board books are heavy, so that's extra weight that you're carrying. If you and if I just printed a whole bunch of papers for him to draw on, that would have been sufficient. Download, if you're bringing an iPad, a phone, or an Amazon tablet, download your shows beforehand. Because I learned the hard way.
We learned at the resort.
But so I learned, you know, like download the things, download the shows. Oh, on the resort, if they ask you, do you want a bed or a crib? I have a 3-year-old. Get the crib. The crib is actually where we were. The crib was very nice, and quite spacious and large. So I was quite impressed.
I actually learned from a friend, a relative, that if you call or email the resort prior to going on the trip, you can request those things too.
Perfect. There you go. We requested it when we booked. So we were like, we need an extra bed, extra we said extra bed for the 3-year-old. We also requested for a higher floor if you're in a building and an all-inclusive, because it's quieter.
Good to know.
Another thing is ocean view is more expensive, or pool view is more expensive and ocean view is more expensive. Sometimes the ocean view is also the pool view. And sometimes it's a little bit more louder, depending on where you're going, because there might be parties in the middle of the night.
Or fireworks at one point, I think it was. But we were like, again, we were lower floor. So, that was interesting. But, I mean, they were so tired that they just slept through it, thankfully.
Which is amazing. Thank God.
So
I remember we were island view is what they called it. It was pretty quiet and it wasn't bad, and you know it cost less than having the ocean view. So that's that. What else did I learn? They have milk at the resort, or the resort that I went to. But the milk at the resort was 1%. So what we did was we checked out a grocery store nearby and we actually bought our 3% there and kept it in the fridge in our room. So we did
that's
that.
A good idea.
So, and that's the thing. It's like most of these places, you'll find that there is a grocery store nearby that you can definitely go to. It's not far. And where we went, it was walking distance, 2-minute walk.
Good.
What else? I think that's it.
Anything you learned like traveling while pregnant, or are you, it's still a bit early that nothing really significant happened? Because I wonder, like for our listeners, they might want to take some pointers.
They say it's safe to travel while pregnant. It's only really the latter part, like the end of your pregnancy, that you have to be worried about. I waited past, like we booked purposely during a time that's past my first trimester. And it was exactly the week of my second trimester, and it gave me peace of mind doing mm-hmm. that. But mm-hmm. But they say it's completely safe. What I learned was you should spray mosquito repellent on you because mosquitoes are a lot more attracted to you while pregnant. Oh. I was eaten alive. Yeah.
Oh no.
And if you talk to any OB, they'll say it's better to expose yourself to DEET than mm-hmm. it is to get bitten by mosquitoes.
Right. Oh, right. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Because there's Zika in the Caribbean, and you know, mm-hmm. there's West Nile in North mm-hmm. America. So just yes. kind of just being mindful of that. It's like, don't be afraid to use the mosquito repellent. DEET is scary, but you know, all the other things that you could get from mosquitoes are a lot more scarier.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's one thing I learned mm-hmm. while being pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about all that... Sorry, go ahead.
No, no. I was going to say you learned about like mocktails and different things.
That yes, you I can did. Drink. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like you can, and dependent on how friendly you are with the bartender yeah. and you know their level of English, depending on where you go, you can mm-hmm. ask for virgin drinks, right? Like I yeah. what I would like one thing I learned on my last day, and I didn't end up trying this drink, but someone ordered a Purple Rain. Mm. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's in it, but I'm like, okay, before I leave, I need to get a virgin Purple Rain. But didn't end up doing it. But like I would have went up and said, you know that drink Purple Rain that you made for those girls in the morning, can I get the same thing, like but virgin? Right. So you can always yeah. do that as well. But I mm-hmm. I had virgin mojitos, I had virgin strawberry daiquiris, I had there's pina colada that you can have if mm-hmm. you if you're not scared of the pineapple, then there's the pina colada, and then right. lemonade, fruit juices. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And sorry, you were saying your favorite part?
Oh, there's food everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like I ate so well. I ate better than what I eat at home. I'm not gonna mm-hmm. lie. Mm-hmm. Because there's just like there was vegetables at breakfast. Like I
yeah.
just
yeah.
you know, and I didn't have an excuse. It was there, it was cut up for me, and someone was mm-hmm. going to put it on my plate, and I had no excuse. I would just take a few cucumbers and tomatoes in the morning with yeah. my scrambled eggs, right? Like
I just oh man, I when we went we had eggs every single day. Like we were like one of the first ones lined up in yeah. that line because we were just like
yeah
we need to have those eggs, like omelets. Chicken and eggs, that was my go-to. Yeah. I was like, yep, same thing again, hello amigo.
Yeah. Me again. I'm like oh, and they're like, welcome to my omelet station again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's great, right? Like you have so many choices, and like whatever mm-hmm. you're craving, most likely you'll find it. Like it's not
mm-hmm.
unless you know you're particular, but like
right
for yeah, me yeah. like I want it, like I would eat the veggies first off my plate, and then I would eat the meat, and then I would eat the carbs. Like I was in heaven, and if I was hungry, you know, I could go get a pizza. Like they just make yeah. a pizza, or like,
and the best part, you mm-hmm. don't have to prepare it yourself.
No. And that's the thing. It's like when you're at home and like, and you know, my first pregnancy was a lot easier, but mm-hmm. this pregnancy mm-hmm. is harder because I have to take care of a kid and try yes. and feed myself and make sure mm-hmm. I do it on a timely manner. Like I know a couple of days when Logan was so sick that, you know, I didn't eat. My first meal was at noon. Like mm-hmm. I was just out of it. Like I yeah. was so focused on him, and I didn't get an opportunity to eat until like 12 o'clock. So, mm-hmm. Just like, it was nice to just be there, and you know, everything's timed and you just go get your food and
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. I think I've covered it all.
Yeah. Sounds good. I mean, aside from the end, it sounded amazing.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's good. So, so long overdue. Yes. So well deserved.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you guys had a great time. I was thinking of you the whole time. Like, I really, really want, like, I want this to be a good experience. Yes. I want this, you know, don't be deterred from traveling with kids. Like, it's very doable.
Yeah.
It's you gotta prepare. You gotta, you know, do your homework before.
Yeah.
Listen to our other episode about before you went on the trip and this one.
Yeah. And then put it together and you'll get some helpful hints there. And then there's the packing tips on our Instagram page. That's quite helpful that you've created, right? Your packing tips, like they're amazing. So definitely check that out. So if I use my vacation in beforehand, then at least I'll have some time to like mentally prepare myself and mentally prepare the house, right? And Logan will be in daycare and I'll be able to do those things.
Yeah, that might work.
That might and I was 2 weeks early anyways.
But
although she did say that I may be induced this time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I don't want to be. And I'm gonna
I can walk you through this, sister. Don't you worry.
Yeah, I just, I don't know, I don't, I want it to happen. With my first one, like, I wanted a natural birth. It didn't happen. This time around, I'm going to make it happen.
Okay. I can walk you through that, too. Lots of walking, Natasha. Lots of walking.
I'm going to walk up a storm. But pretty much, I'm, like, I don't want to be induced. I want to have the same experience that I had with Logan. Like, I naturally, you know, started cramping and all of that. And he decided when he wanted to come out.
Right. Did they say how early you could be induced?
2 weeks before.
Okay.
She also said that I'm going to do the gestational diabetes test, the glucose test, a lot earlier this time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like, we're going to have you do it earlier just to kind of monitor your sugar level. She's like, I can almost guarantee that you'll get it again. I'm like, okay, thanks.
They said that about cholestasis too. She's like, yeah, every single time you get pregnant, you'll most likely have it. I'm like, oh, great.
Oh my gosh.
Now I have two. I know. But you know, you've done this. You've done this. You know how to manage it. Yes. You're good. You're good.
And then I have thalassemia. So this isn't something I talked about. And I think it's because I'm still trying to figure it out myself. So a couple of few years ago, I found out that I have thalassemia, which is a blood disorder that is kind of like anemia. Where, so I don't have a lot of oxygen in my hemoglobin. Oh, I don't have enough hemoglobin in my red blood cells. And the hemoglobin is what has oxygen travel throughout your body. So I'm just trying to navigate that because I was reading about thalassemia and pregnancy, and it causes it can cause early labor
as well.
So there's like a whole bunch of stuff, and it's rare. It's like 1 in 100,000 people get it. So I have it, and then Logan did a blood test recently and he has it as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has it now. I mean, it's thalassemia. There's two types. There's thalassemia minor and major, and major is like, it's major. There's like a lot more dire things. Like you have to do blood transfusions and a lot of people have shorter life expectancy and a whole bunch of stuff. It's a little bit more crazy. Thalassemia minor is you can manage it. You don't need blood transfusions. You know, a lot of people don't even take medication and they live through it, but there's a lot of symptoms like fatigue and shortness of breath and all of that. And it's a genetic disease, so you get it from a parent.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And you guys are minor, I guess.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Okay. Thank goodness. Okay.
Yes. No, it's not. We're not in that situation. But we did a blood test to see if Shan has thalassemia, which I don't think he does because Logan has thalassemia minor. So right. I don't think it's major, but if both parents have it, there's a higher risk of thalassemia major.
Right. Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
So that's a thing.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was a thing.
So that's a thing. Which I didn't think it was a thing because the first time around, Credit Valley didn't even, like, they didn't even say anything. Right. Like I mm-hmm. found out after having Logan that I had thalassemia randomly from a walk-in doctor just giving me the results of my blood test because my doctor was on vacation or something. It was like
random. Oh my God.
Yeah. He's like, did you know you have thalassemia? I'm like, no. I'm like, I don't think you have the right blood test. don't think it's the right one.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And then I asked my doctor. And she's like, yeah, you did. You didn't know that? I'm like, yeah. Like, no.
You knew that?
Yeah. And I'm like 33 years later, I find out. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then my mom today, this morning, I'm like, do you have thalassemia? She's like, I might have used to have it. I'm like, what are you talking about, lady? Mm-hmm. It's like, this is a lifelong thing. It's not like you can't used to have it. Like,
right. Yeah, have it.
She's like, I think so. I think I have it. I'm like,
what? It is genetic then. Very much so.
Like, because my mom's the one with asthma and she's the one who gets like fatigue easily.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm the same. Like I have shortness of breath and all of that. And like, it's like, I obviously got it from you. Like, my dad's not like that, but
right.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram and feel free to tag us at #coffeeandbottlespodcast. Thank you for listening to Coffee and Bottles. Keep sipping on.